Don't attack that. Don't attack the flesh and try to kill the sin. Find an opportunity to faith. Faithing is the connecting link. And if you can keep the plug in that socket, God's life will change you. That's the message that we're trying to get across. And Paul recognized it 2,000 years ago. You slipping? Start tithing. God's way. It's almost a universal cure-all. Because you can't tithe without faith. God's way. Or you can tithe a tenth without faith. But you can't tithe that 20-25% of your income, which God's tithing package includes, without faith. Sorry. I know the power of the buck. There ain't nobody in God's earth going to give 20-25% of their income for tithing purposes to the storehouse where they get their spiritual food, day in, day out, week in, week out, year in, year out, without faith. Because it creates the need of faith, like a chain reaction. You can't keep it up without faith. Yeah, some of you get sick. That creates a need of faith. In a sense, you're lucky when you get sick. Gives you an opportunity to believe God for His healing power. That connects you in on God for other things. Sometimes anxiety, problems that you don't know which way to turn, that's good for you. That's what Peter said. He could rejoice in those things because it drives him to Christ. F.B. Meyer said, pressure never hurt anybody. Where it's placed between you and God will kill you. If it drives you to God, it'll make you. But day in, day out, rich or poor, sick or well, everybody has to have some income to live. And life being what it is, we tend to develop a standard of living that keeps our outflow right at the margin, just a little over our inflow. That's the way life is. That'll be true. You think it isn't, that'd be true. You win the lottery, you watch. You can't believe how much money you've got to spend to try to protect the money you got after you get it. Money's that stream of inflow becomes our total source of security. You can't take 20-25% of that and put it where God says put it. And say, my Lord, I can't get by on what I'm getting. How can I get by on 90%? That's just the first tithe. There ain't no way I can get by. If I start adding that second tithe and third tithe, both of which, by the way, represent just a single tithe on your income. But then you add burnt offerings and first fruits, meat offerings and meal offerings and peace offerings and all their meanings. I don't care how you slice it. The genuine, committed, faithing Christian who does it God's way is going to have pulled out of him. The Spirit's going to push you that way, 20-25% of your income. You can't do that without faithing. Well, I couldn't do it. Well, I know that. Oh, thou of little faith. Get mad at Peter, but he's the only one who walked on water, even though it was only a few steps. He didn't sink till he looked at the waves and the wind. You're going to revolve my face at 8:30 or am I free? Just go ahead and revolve it. You have to revolve it, revolve it. And you know, I'm not preaching right now. I'm just thinking for a few minutes with you. We got a few minutes before we join the rest of Los Angeles and a lot of stations. Now, if I threw the phones open, we ought to just jam them with FM people here in Los Angeles and San Francisco. By the way, we've joined Channel 30 in Nashville. You got a chance to show your stuff. We'll join Channel 17 in another 30 minutes, two stations in Nashville. We're going to find out which station produces Nashville viewers. And so between now and 9 o'clock, Nashville, you that watch Channel 30, you can show off. But if I throw these phones open, they wouldn't jam. And you wonder why God may take, I'm telling you, October 8th, the FM will shut down without a miracle. That's less than 45 days. October 18th, Channel 38 in San Francisco is no more. Now, some of you didn't believe they'd shut off Channel 30, did you? It's a time for action. I don't want to come here with bad news. I'd like to jolt you. I'm saying it's a time for positive action. See, we're at Kadesh Barnea, the greatest opportunity ever offered this ministry, if you believe in it at all, and what it's done for you and can do for others. And it's just simple ministry. You know, we're not building buildings here and monstrous things there. We're teaching. The greatest opportunity ever come to this ministry is now. We stand as they stood at the threshold of the promised land. Everything that God had promised was right there. When did they shut off Channel 30? 2 years or 3 years ago? Huh? Two. You sure? 2 years last May. We're in the third year. Carnal people would have bet money that we were finished. And it was pretty hard to get stations to take us. All stations are scared to death of the FCC. Now every door is open. We can go into the largest cities, the largest markets. We even have negotiating strength because our ratings are such that we give them 3 minutes at the end of each hour to sell ads. So, you know, they wouldn't give that to anybody else. What kind of ads are you going to sell on some of this other stuff? But they know that I have a large audience that's not your traditional church audience. The ratings have proven that, and they can sell ads. From Mobile Oil to Coors Beer, I don't care. I don't even ask them what they're selling. Just, I say, don't sell Bibles. And don't sell time to some religious kook that wants to try to get his hand into my audience. By the way, I asked for a dish to be set up there tonight. Why isn't it? You go back there and you ask if I didn't call and say, have it set up right there where you had it set up the other night. I just want to see if I've still got my brains about me. Now, I don't want it set up now. I'll set it up as a demonstration on the air. I'm just checking everything before we get rolling. Either the heat's got to me, or I ask for it to be set up right there. Just tell them to bring me a note. You want to make bets? Never have we had an opportunity like this. And when there's opportunity, there's always giants. Giants that scare you. We got them, and I'll guarantee you, you got them. And the choice is never, ever opportunity without giants. And it ain't ever going to be. This ministry is indeed a role model for you. I was lamenting on the way here. Why in the hell can't we just have an opportunity one time without the giants? I never use those words, but that's what I was saying. Why has this opportunity come? And you know what's going to happen when October comes around? The exact opposite of what we're now enjoying. It's going to be the field day for the FCC to get on a platform and tell the lies about us again. So from coast to coast, the newspapers will go through the same rigmarole they went through when Channel 30 went off. We move now. Or it'll be a long time, if ever, that the door opens to us like it is now. The giants. We got to have 2 million, two of them. Two giants. Now, I'll tell you what's going to happen. If we don't say, look out, giants, here we come, there's going to be some more wandering in the wilderness. Oh, God will be with us. There'll be the miracles that go along with that. And some of us will get another chance, just like Caleb and Joshua got another chance. But it'll be quite a while coming. And some of you are going to be strewn in the wilderness, and you won't participate in what God's going to do. It's too cold in here, Mike. Now, does that say it clear enough? I don't like the giants. I mean, I don't think, I don't even want to go into it. What's going on about the FM and 38, because it shouldn't be happening. A lot of things have happened that shouldn't be happening since we've been here. It's the giants. Caleb and Joshua said we'd be well able. I've said this before, but somebody said most of them didn't have enough G's in their tank. They saw themselves as grasshoppers, and they saw the giants, and they didn't see God. Caleb and Joshua saw God. Had to wander around and suffer the historic consequences of not going in for another 38 years. 40 years total, counting the time they'd spent before they got to Kadesh Barnea. But then Joshua and Caleb got in. Old Caleb, the giants had scared him, and he knew where the sons of Anak dwelt, right up in that mountain. He said, give me this mountain. Old man that he was, he still wanted to tackle those giants. Now, some of us, if we don't rise to this challenge, we'll get that chance later. But it'll be different. We either walk through this door now, and I'm having just as much trouble with my faith as you have with yours, but I got a long record of getting up and charging it again. I believe God has brought us to this point, and the door of opportunity is open, and we can take the promised land now. But you got to buck a few giants and join me and say, damn the consequences, we're going to do it. And it doesn't take that much. Our job is a lot easier. I mean, they risk being killed. You just got to risk that God won't keep his word, and you've lost 20% of your income. You're only risking 20-25% of your income. I am tired of having to deal with specific amounts. I'm tired of numerical goals. I'm tired of everything other than the way it ought to be. People that I teach, start paying tithe. That's the only way that God has said you can pay him for what you're getting. He doesn't give any other formula. He doesn't have budgets. God never heard of a budget. He doesn't have million-dollar goals. He said, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse. If so be you've been taught, then share materially with the one that taught you. And the whole book of Galatians is about the spirit of life versus legalized bondage. And he says, if you sow to the spirit of life, she'll reap life everlasting for you. And he puts that spirit of life going to work for you precisely at the giving point. That's what I hate about legalists. That's usually the last thing they add to their rules. There isn't anybody as tight as legalists. Now, you're going to take these giants? $2 million is all we need, and we can do it. Double portion from now until certainly the end of this month, $2 million in August. Now, the number is going to go on the screen. To you that are listening to the radio, it's 1-800-338-3030. Let's get down to business and charge. I'd like to see if we can jam these phones up with San Francisco and the FM before the rest of the stations join us. I need about another 1,100,000 to have 2 million for this month. And we got 5 days to do it. Well, like Gideon said, everybody that's afraid can leave now. Get on the telephone. Songs I want to know. Pick them up. Welcome to Nashville, Birmingham, and Los Angeles. About 30 minutes, New York, and that's another station in Nashville. Channel 17 just joined us. We've been on Channel 30. Now Channel 17 joins us, and we're trying to determine where the listening audience really is in Nashville. In about 30 minutes, we'll join New York, Hartford, Washington, D.C., and Dallas. And then comes Kansas and Tulsa and Steubenville. And at 10:30, we join Chicago and Milwaukee for the first time. If you have friends in Chicago, tell them it's WCIU-TV, Channel 26. Beaming out over the top of the Sears Tower, the very first UHF station in Chicago. Channel 26 in Chicago, WCIU-TV. At the same time, we join Channel 55, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Be nice to join Chicago. We'll then be linked up with the three primary television markets, the three largest markets in America: Los Angeles, New York City, and Chicago, Illinois. Number four is Philadelphia. They've been trying to get us on Philadelphia for 2 years. But I was determined we would go to Chicago. Can we get all the house cleaning done before then? John Palmer called. I'm here, he says. I'm here and alive and doing as well as can be expected. I have a little funny story to tell you. Is Joe Shack on the sound? Well, run up and take the sound, Mike. Get Lee and Dan running for you. Get it organized down here. And I need Joe to come down because I want to set up this dish. And by the way, it was supposed to be set up. So if you bet, you lost your bet. But we're going to do it in front of you. I want Joe to come down here and set it up right here by the piano. Tonight, for the first time, we're going to make available an 800 number. We have now all these years on satellite looked for the best possible thing we could recommend to you for a satellite. Now, you got to know that anything technical carries certain problems with it. I mean, I had a personal computer that had directions for everything except how to write a simple letter on it. I mean, I could draw graphs. I became an expert in everything that was complicated. I could draw graphs. I could produce calendars. I could do everything but write a simple letter. And I was beginning to think that I was pretty stupid. I mean, I could just about quote all the manuals backwards. So finally I chased down somebody, and I called all the guys that work over here on these big computers. They don't know. You know, they only do big things. They don't do little things. Call everybody I knew. Finally, somebody said, well, it was supposed to be thus and so, thus come with it, which was a simple little thing. I said, it didn't. That computer was closer to being smattered with a sledgehammer than any computer has ever been. And I want you to know that. Everything technical has problems. I mean, you know, I can talk in basic backwards now. And I learned all the fancy things. And I could make all kinds of graphs, you know. I really got excited about what a computer could do. But I could always, you know, I'd start at C and go to Z. I could go from Z back to C. I couldn't get A and B out of it. Simple things. Having had that experience enough, we look for a dish that we could recommend as the best in our judgment. Now, I'm not selling the dish. I don't want to get into that business. But in our judgment, this is the best dish for the money you're going to get anywhere. And we've tried it many different ways. When I took my staff up to my parents' home on the lake, you remember? We carried it up there. Now, carry it in, Joe, so they can see how easy it carries. We've done this before, but just carry it in. Oh, Lord, where's the... you got one in a bag? About a half hour. Well, he's carrying it in, you can see. But it normally comes a little bag just like a golf bag. Get on out here where you had it last time. Right there. I don't need to see these people except through a screen. Now pick it up, Joe, so you can see how light it is. You're doing fine, Joe. Now, we set that thing up on a little piece of cement that was already in the backyard, and they put it up in about 15 minutes, lined it up. You can put it on the back of a pickup, right or wrong, Joe. You can put it on the top of a trailer house, it's lighting up. Now, lots of people are in zoning areas where you can't put it on your lawn or on your yard. There are people that have restrictions on how can you can't put anything above 4 feet. Well, dig a little hole in the ground about 2 feet deep and pour cement in the hole and sink this down below the ground until they can't even see it over your hedge. Put it on the roof of your garage. Put it in the back, buy an old $300 pickup. And put it on the back of your pickup and drive it in your driveway. You know, it's like over here at King's House 1. We've been almost 2 years, it seems like. We got the finest bargain for a permanent dish you can find, and we got it for that magic amount of $300,000 when it was worth about $500,000. But because it was permanent, we are just now able to install it. And this week we'll start, are we broadcasting with it yet? We're still testing, but this week we expect to dephase or phase out the mobile that sits on a truck and send our signal up with that one. I mean, we've been fighting everything for 2 years because it's permanent. But you can pull a mobile in on wheels and get a permit in about how many hours? 24 hours, and you're broadcasting. Just set it up in the back of a pickup. And when the zoning guys come, and run in the garage and close the door.